Today's episode of The Initials Game is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Hey, don't forget to come see us broadcast live at the Minnesota State Fair booth, brought to you by our friends at Mystic Lake. You can get complete KFAN broadcast schedule presented by Mystic Lake right now. KFAN.com, keyword State Fair.
Her hair is hollow, though.
Chris is like a jug of sweet pea. Yeah. You look like an alcoholic right now. It just doesn't happen to be alcoholic.
This was me at 16 years old. You gotta know.
Oh, my God.
The sweet tea's the best, right?
Oh, I thought it had something to do with
Kim Carnes is the best.
Kim Carnes, too.
Kim Carnes whales.
Damn it, Anders. When do you leave?
Anders and Chris are best friends.
I know it.
But in fairness to Anders, he did kiss your ass immediately by saying your hair is nice.
That's what it takes.
So he set the standard to be friends with you immediately, because he's the only one that said anything nice about your hair so far.
I'm just working for a callback.
No, I get it. That's what I was going to ask you.
You're welcome back on the show anytime.
Well, in all seriousness, Corey's gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. I'd love to have you come in
come
for a day if you
want
to come in.
I'll be in.
Yeah.
If not, honestly, now that Parrish has your number, because you guys are new friends, it'd be fun to check in with you even on the road during the season.
I'd love that.
Because it'd be nice if at one point we could just break up with Jason Zucker and be friends with you instead.
Yeah, do you play golf?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Great. Now another A-lister for Sauce
to
golf
next
with.
Week?
God. I'm out of town.
Yeah! Good play! This is my guy!
That's what you get for screwing up his name, you douchebag.
I don't care about Andrew anymore. Andrew can pass on. Dumb Andrew.
Just kidding.
All right.
Do we have to play this game?
Yeah, we have.
I heard you reacted well to losing last week.
Yeah, he did not handle losing well last week at all. Maybe your worst meltdown of all time.
I should have won.
But you didn't even take a picture with frickin' Justin Morneau, man. Nah, the MVP of the league, and you didn't want to take a picture with him.
I don't care. I look fat. That's okay.
Is that why?
Let's do this!
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Hey, thanks, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, thanks, Mountain Dew. You got the read back there?
Nope, not prepared.
All right, good work.
While you're waiting for that, I'll explain the initial. Oh, go ahead then. I was going to explain the game, but you do the sponsor first.
Grab a Mountain Dew at Holiday and earn double points at DewNationRewards.com.
Buy Dew, get rewards.
It says butt Dew.
That's a typo that's been in there for about 18 weeks.
That's a whole different drink.
Yeah,
and if you have butt Dew. Use Muss's flushable wipes. That's Muss's flushable wipes.
But do.
No, buy Mountain Dew.
Yeah, man, I love Mountain Dew.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These five gentlemen, five playing today, don't know what the initials are until I reveal them. But as soon as I start reading clues, and each item has six clues, as soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of only that item. Best out of 12. All-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. By the way, Anders Lee's playing. And Anders, 2 weeks ago, the initials were AL.
Ugh, they were?
2 weeks ago, on August 10th, Sauce won with 7 with the initials AL. So you missed your own initials by 2 weeks.
Was he one of the clues, Carl?
He was not. But I do have him on my list, my giant catalog of initials. Anders Lee is on my list, but I didn't use him. Because mainly, Chris would have had no chance.
Because
Chris
doesn't.
Right. Yeah, hey. And what if you would have forgotten him?
Well, yeah, you could have said 50-50 right in front of Chris Hockey.
Right. Chris does not do
not
well
anymore.
With sports normally, but now they're best friends.
We're besties.
Anyway, Sauce is your all-time wins leader with 73. Just 3 ahead of second place AJ Mansoor. Hi, Sauce.
Hey, babe. If I win, I'm sponsored by Irish Born Hospitalities and their 4 restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, and O'Donovan's, and of course, McKinney Row. If I win, you will receive 1 free beverage of choice at any of the Irish Born Hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce 1 initials to your server now through Sunday.
That's if you win. AJ is second with 70 victories, 3 back.
That's right. If I win, you can all go say hi to my friend Dennis at the Rival House. And you'll get a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer just for saying that AJ won.
Third all-time is Chris Hockey with 47 career victories. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Radco.com. Going to give you 10% off your online order all weekend long just using the promo code initials if I win. That's at Radco.com. Thank you, Radco.
Fourth place with 15 victories is Mark Parrish.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, and if I win, everybody's going to be shocked.
You're brought to you by ChrisHockey.com.
Yep. Anders is brought to you by Meat Sauce is good looking.
Anders Lee making his initials debut on the Power Trip Morning Show, and specifically the initials game. Here we go. The initials.
I can't wait. Let's do it.
This week are PC. PC. And away we go. PC, item one.
Clue number one.
Originally found in barrels or tins.
Clue number two.
First debuted in the United Kingdom in 1817.
Clue number three.
They are sometimes stacked.
Clue number four.
Often shortened to just the second word.
Clue number five.
They're often sold in bags that contain nitrogen gas.
Hot.
Yep.
Potato chips.
That's right.
Wow. Nitrogen gas. Weird. Nice
that job, threw me way off.
Nitrogen gas.
Great job, Hawk.
Potato
the nitrogen
chips.
Gas thing? What?
I think it's to fill the bag so they don't crumble and crack.
What's wrong with air?
I like air.
I don't know. There's science behind it.
My heart rate is through the roof.
Andrew, don't smoke crack.
Dude, you scored 40 Andrew. Goals. Who gives a rat's ass if you get shut out in this game? Who cares? And you're welcome back, because Chris is best friends with you now, so you can come back and play some other
next
time.
Week if you're
no, he's not.
Just do what I do.
Saw says you're not welcome back.
I don't want him.
Chris, I think outranks him. He's been here longer. Item two Chris of died. PC with Hawk leading, one zip.
Clue number one.
This opens with the big one.
Clue number two.
Stars Marilyn Million.
Clue number three.
It debuted in 1981.
Clue number four.
Yep.
People's choice.
Incorrect. Sauce is out for the rest of item number two.
Clue number four.
Participants are paid a reported $250 appearance fee.
Mark.
Yep.
People's court?
That's right.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they were paid. No
People's
kidding.
Court. They get $250 apiece.
Sign me up.
And then I guess whoever loses the case, if somebody owes money, then the money comes out of their appearance fee and so on and so forth. So, wow. But I guess they get $250 apiece to show up.
What's the big one thing?
Yeah, that's the song that... Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's the name of the song, yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
It's funny because... Never
mind. Okay.
Nice job.
I was going to make a penis joke, but I'm
perish
do
with one.
Yeah,
it's too late now.
Don't
perish with one. Hockey with one. Here's
Good
item
guys.
Three.
Good
guys.
Here's item three of PC.
Clue number one.
Often seen in blue.
Clue number two.
Has white hair.
Clue number three.
Is the oldest at his current position.
Ball. Yep.
Prince Charles.
Sauce
good
is
guess,
out.
Dude.
Sauce is out for the remainder of item three, though.
That was a good guess.
Let me finish that if you didn't hear it.
Clue number three.
Is the oldest at his current position.
Clue number four.
It's connected to a group of birds.
Andrews.
Yep.
Phil Collins.
No. Oh, that was a good one.
And did you call yourself Andrews? Because
yes.
That's the best guy ever. You're my new favorite in the world.
Man.
I got my guess in.
He gets it. So Anders is out for the rest of item three. We're down to Parrish, Hockey, and AJ.
Clue number five.
Former Super Bowl winner.
Oh, damn it.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
Has connections to New York, New England, USC, and Seattle.
Hawk. Hawk is first.
Pete Carroll.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Dang Pete Carroll.
Boy, Hawk. Attaboy, Hawk.
Yeah,
Hawk.
Good guys.
He wears blue.
Nice.
He has white hair. He's the oldest head coach in the NFL.
He's a good core.
He's the oldest head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, he's something like 67 or 68. He's the oldest, I guess.
God, he looks...
Oldest head coach. I'm sure there's older coaches, of course, but he's the oldest head coach. Dom DeLuise is significantly older, and I believe he's deceased. Hawk has two. Parrish has one. Here's item four of PC.
Clue number one.
Is a metaphor for sexual activity.
Clue Clue number two.
Often seen on asphalt.
Clue number three.
It was released as a B-side.
Clue number four.
Elvis had one.
Clue number five.
This could be found on Aretha Franklin's Freeway of Love.
Hawk.
Yep.
Pink Cadillac.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Databoy Hawk.
Pink.
Somebody's feeling
Cadillac.
It.
Papers.
Good guys.
Nice Chris has three out of fours.
Wow, Hawk.
The asphalt got me.
Yeah, that one really threw me off.
Hawk with three. Parrish with one. Everybody else yet to score. Here's item five of PC.
Clue number one.
This is a song titled by the Beach Boys, Roy Orbison, and AC/DC.
Clue number two.
Can be found at home or in the classroom.
Clue number three.
In the 1990s was briefly an animated series on the USA Network.
Clue number four.
They, by definition, are almost always disruptive.
Clue number five.
Included a serial killer played by a Seinfeld cast member.
Hot.
Wow, go for it.
Problem Child.
On fire.
Wow.
Problem Child.
Wow. We're in trouble.
Hockey!
You ever seen that
good
movie?
Good guys!
No. It was out in 1990. I thought you may have missed that. John
nice
Ritter
job,
classic.
Hawk.
It was just Problem Child.
Either, I'm just as surprised
Hawk's
as
got four out of the first five. Absolutely on fire.
Wow.
Here's item six of PC with Hawk leading 4-1 over Parrish Sauce. AJ and Anders yet to score. Here's item six of PC.
Clue number one.
Was patented in 1867.
Clue number two.
Can be found in a variety of colors, but it most often is silver.
Andrews.
Go for it.
Pillowcase.
Oh.
That's right. A good guess.
Kind of pillow, right. What kind of pillows do you sleep on?
Silver
fancy
pillows.
One.
Yeah, right there, dude.
Fancy one.
I like your
pillow.
Yeah.
Hey, what did I tell you right before the break? Just go for it.
Go for it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Got to swing. Especially AJ. When you're down. Oh, go for it.
Pop can.
Oh, ooh.
All right,
yes,
so
dude.
Anders That's and AJ message. Both. Out for item six. We're down to a Hawk, who has
dang
the lead,
it.
Parrish, who has one, and then Sauce.
Clue number three.
Have been seen assisting on putting together a resume.
Should have waited.
Clue number four.
Connected to attachments.
Dang it.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Paperclip.
Wow. He's got five out of the first six.
Hawk!
We have a record
know.
Pace for Chris Hockey.
I don't know.
Good guys!
Pace. Good guys is right.
Hawk!
Hockey.
Wow!
Five
know.
Out of the first six. All right, here we go. We're halfway
wow.
through the game and Chris has five. Here's item seven of PC.
Clue number one.
Was built in 1819.
Clue number two.
This is a public space.
Clue number three.
It has a pavilion, major shops, and an underground station.
Clue number four.
Has many neon signs.
Clue number five.
Despite the name, usually does not include elephants, lions, or trapeze artists or clowns.
Paul.
Yep.
Piccadilly Circus.
That's right.
With Sauce.
Good job. Yeah.
Did you guys go there when we went to London?
No.
Piccadilly Circus?
No. There used to be an arcade called that. I used to get a lot of pizza there.
Yeah. Right?
Shocking.
Shocking.
Yes, Eden Prairie Center.
Tell us more about GoldenEye.
Hawk, yes. Tell us more about your $90 shorts.
I will. They're Lululemon.
Hawk with five. Sauce and Parrish with one apiece. Here's item eight of PC.
Clue number one.
Has locks.
Clue number two.
Takes over 11 hours to get through.
AJ.
Yep.
Panama Canal.
That's right.
Well, good.
Wow, nice job, Age.
Nice job, Age. Wow.
Yeah. Anders, clock's ticking. There's four items left. You can do this. You can do this.
Come on, guys.
Four items left.
Hawk,
which, by the way,
one.
Hawk leads by four. So, Anders, you have to... You're mathematically eliminated, I guess, but still get on the board. AJ, Parrish, or Sauce has to run the board, one of the three of them. Otherwise, Chris is the winner. This is a... when was the last time we had a win by item nine? It's been a long time, I think. Here's item nine of PC.
Clue number one.
Connected to Testify, Going Back, and Dance into the Light.
Paul.
Yep.
Phil Collins.
That's right.
Boom.
Yes.
There it was, Anders. Yeah.
That's the assist.
You put Phil Collins on everybody's radar and just win. Sauce pounds for it.
No, but you're out, so shut the hell up.
And now the sportsmanship.
Right. Sauce has to get the last three correct.
I won't.
Otherwise, Hawk is the winner. So Hawk going for the win.
God, dancing to the light. Whales.
Sauce needs all of these for the tie. Here's item 10 of PC.
Clue number one.
Originally connected to Stories of a Pirate.
Clue number two.
It's also the part of a Garth Brooks song title.
Clue number three.
Hot. Yeah.
Pina Colada.
That's right.
Wow. That is the win for Chris Hawksley.
I don't know, guys.
Pina Colada. You were locked in today. My gosh.
See what a little...
Wow.
That's what it is? Yeah. It was the whiskey. Dude, I got to drink a half a bottle of whiskey every time
you're
we play
an alcoholic.
Hey, is your all-time record 7 or 8, though? I'd have to look it up. Seven?
It's definitely seven.
All right, so if you get one more, I think you tie your all-time record. Two puts you in an elite category with 8. I think only a couple have gotten 8, right? Parrish has 8.
Nice job,
and then, of course, Sauce and AJ each have 9. But if you get the last two, then you break your own record. Here's item 11 of PC.
Clue number one.
Is the mascot for the University of Arkansas...
Clue number two.
Usually a 1/2 to 2 inches thick.
Hawk
Andrews.
No, go ahead.
You said Hawk.
You said Hawk.
I was going to make
a joke. He was making jokes about me.
Anders, go
thick.
For it.
Pine cone.
Oh, my gosh, though,
you're swinging for it, man.
I like
it.
Anders, you're like me
it.
At the bar.
I
just
like
swinging
it.
Keep swinging. Keep swinging.
Good job.
So Anders is out for the rest of item 11.
Clue number three.
Often connected to beans.
Clue number four.
Can technically be roasted, grilled, or fried.
AJ.
Yep.
Pork chop.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Pork chop is correct. Yeah,
right.
That makes sense with the Arkansas thing.
Exactly. Pork chop is the name.
Pork chop's whale.
All right, so Hawk, you can still get 7, though. Here we go. Chris has 6. We got to play this out for our friends at Mountain Dew. Again, if you guessed Chris in 6 or 7, you're in the mix. Let's see how it works out. Here's item 12 of PC.
Clue number one.
The video was filmed in New Jersey and England.
Clue number two.
The landscaping is a specific color.
Clue number three.
The attractiveness of the women is significantly high.
Clue number four.
Was often the closer for live shows.
Clue number five.
Was released in 1987. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Appeared on the 1987 album Appetite for Destruction. Yep.
Paradise City.
Yeah, Paradise City. All right. Chris with 6, a dominant performance, though. Anders, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
A shutout is always the most likely debut, but you swung for the fence like 3 times.
Say,
you went for it. And look at it like this. Parrish has played this game 900 times. He only beat you by 1.
That's right.
And look at it this way.
Didn't AJ only get 1?
I got 2. AJ got 2.
And look at it this way, Anders.
Got to take the positive.
Yes. Yeah. Here's another one. You ready? You get to hear Buck Jerry.
Oh, God damn. If you guessed Chris Hockey and 6 on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. And what else, Chris, since you won?
That's right, baby. 10% off your online order all weekend long at radco.com. I'm going to get myself a topper this weekend. Yeah.
One final segment with Anders, Lee, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan.